Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Gypsy Mountain Action Alert. Help save the last of the old-growth redwoods on the north coast. In response to Maxam Pacific Lumber's plans to clear-cut the last remaining old-growth left in their holdings, Earth First activists have taken to the treetops and have begun getting harassed by helicopters on a daily basis. Not only have the helicopters been flying at dangerously close proximity to the tree sitters, they have also been dropping barrels of napalm-like chemicals on their clear-cuts, causing fires with flames hundreds of feet tall and plumes of dark toxic smoke. Immediately after the out-of-court settlement for the civil suit over the death of David Gypsy Chain, Maxam Pacific Lumber began marking trees on what has become known as Gypsy Mountain to local Earth Firsters. A base camp has been going on for over 2 months now and has brought the assistance of the Natural Guard, an environmental action group from Washington State. The Natural Guard have set up a tree village in an enormous 24-foot diameter redwood. The platform is 220 feet up in a tree called Zen and is connected with a traverse to another tree named Merlin next to it, which is also occupied with a platform. The Natural Guard is in solidarity with Earth First, who also have two other new tree sits nearby on Gypsy Mountain, named after David Gypsy Chain, who was killed by an angry logger who felled a redwood tree on him here in 1998. The clearcuts that Gypsy was trying to prevent are surrounded by two large patches of old forest where the two new tree sits are active. The trees are named Iridia and Isis. Iridia was the same tree that was occupied at the time of Gypsy's death, but was never cut. Now they are coming for it with their chainsaws and helicopters, and the state and federal government have given Pacific Lumber the green light to eliminate these last bits of old growth. The Natural Guard was formed to bring assistance to various nonviolent direct action campaigns and was attracted to Humboldt County by the release of the Class E marbled murrelet stands for logging by the California Department of Forestry and the California Department of Fish and Game. The CDF has approved the Class E endangered species habitat stands, and the DFG recently released them in a very controversial letter, allowing Maxam Pacific Lumber to begin logging the Class E's. In a direct action campaign is also underway to protect these Class E stands, since Gypsy Mountain has not been classified as Class E, even though it contains old-growth redwood and unentered groves. We could be near the end of Maxam Corporation in Humboldt County as we reach the end of the cut-and-run cycle, and the last chance to save the last of the old-growth trees on the north coast. Even though the trees are known for habitat for the marbled murrelet and other endangered species, Pacific Lumber Company is being allowed to cut these stands under the deal struck for the headwaters about 3 years ago. Progressive-sounding habitat conservation plans, or HCPs, create loopholes in the Endangered Species Act and give the company permission to destroy hundreds of marbled murrelets even though their population is crashing in California. Any cutting of trees must be suspended when the murrelets come back to roost in the trees on March 24th, so the chainsaws and bulldozers are rushing to cut and drag these monarchs away as fast as possible. If you thought the struggle was over and the last giants were either all protected or already cut, think again. These trees are irreplaceable ecological remnants of a rainforest that has stood since the days of the dinosaurs 140 million years ago. Less than 4% of the ancient redwoods are still standing, and the species that rely on them are going extinct. Please do not let this happen in your lifetime without helping out and rising up against it. The defenders need help now. More platforms are planned and more tree sitters and ground support are needed immediately. Anyone who has experience with tree sits or is willing to learn is invited to Humboldt County to help out. This is a serious matter. Please, no slackers. We need hard-working, dedicated, enthusiastic eco-warriors who don't mind carrying heavy loads up steep hills or riding through windy, wet storms in the high canopy. For more information and directions to the base camp, call 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come